Hi, my name is Tanisha Simpkins. I am a publicist, but I'm also a business coach. I just want to talk to you a little bit, give you some nuggets when it comes to starting a business. And I want to help those because instead of making the mistakes that I have made, some mistakes I've made twice or even three times. I know one of the things that we do is we get our LLC and our EIN number, and we think that, good, we're in business. Not exactly. There's more. I want to know, have you gotten your Dun and Backstreet number? Okay, you can look that up. I want to know that with that information, have you applied for a business checking and savings account, because that does matter to add that number. And what it does is it gives you, you start to create credit for your company. Have that information go to that checking and savings account when you're doing business instead of these cash apps and PayPal. You know, this is how you begin to build the credit and the reputation of having a business where money is coming in and money is going out. When you go to the bank to apply for something, you can use that as, okay, this is business that's coming in and out because this is a business account, rather than you doing this long, printing out this long activity of your account, and you're searching and looking for, you know, where you got money in, where you got money out, when you're trying to apply for a home, car, or loan. You know, it also shows the fact that that you are in business as far as being eligible for other things. Now, one mistake that some of us make sometimes is we go in and out of business. So what does that mean? Meaning is you let your business expire and then you bring it back again. Once your business expire, I'm talking about SunBiz, once that expires, then you are not in business. You have to start it back again. You can't add or merge and say, I was in business in 2017 and I went back to it in 2018 and add them together. No. Companies want to know that you have been in business, that they can rely on you at least about 3 years. And they want to know, the main part of it is your credit good. One of the things that we had a Super Bowl here in South Florida in 2019. And when they were looking for vendors or people to represent the Super Bowl, they were looking for companies that had been in business for at least 3 years. That means that your business had to have been active for 3 years. They were also looking for companies who had people that had some revenue coming in and coming out. All those cash app shooters, that's revenue coming in and out. They also was looking for, how is your credit? It matters. Your credit matters even in your business because it says a lot about you. Okay, how can I have you be a part of my business if your credit is not so good? You know, or does that mean, are you trustworthy? You know, that's the opportunity. That's where I come in, to help you with the opportunity to get where you need to be, especially as a business. Now, as a business, our credit doesn't matter. When we want to do loans, when you want to apply for a loan, you need to have some type of revenue, again, coming in and out. And I'm going to keep saying that from your business account. And also, your credit needs to be good. Imagine those people right now who are applying for these loans. I have a friend who he is processing some of these loans. The people are calling way before the cutoff time to do these loans. And he said to me, I like people who make it easy. And I said, well, who are those people? And he said, people who are continuing in their business, and also people who have a great credit score, because right now they're not even looking for other things. Those are the things that matters to them. So it's easy for them to get their loans, as opposed to if they're not, they're going to give them the bare minimum of a loan. And you got a business. So if you're saying that you have a business, we have to treat it like it's a business. You have to act on if it's a business. You got to treat it again like it's a business, not only to your friends and family, but to the world. It means something. It's an accomplishment and a goal to start a business and to keep it rolling. Don't just keep it rolling just for Facebook or Instagram, but keep it rolling that, hey, that you see a bigger picture, that you see a building, that you see all of that. In order to get to the building, guess what? We have to build. It's easy to see other people and say, well, I wonder how they did that, or what did they do, or how did this happen? You know, they had to get to a certain point. So if you want to keep this thing going and keep it moving, or get your products in these stores and some type of product line, there's a lot of things that I can do that can help you, that you can actually get to that next level. All right, guys. So my email is there, and also my website. My website is Tanisha Simpkins Enterprises. That's with an S, TanishaSimpkinsEnterprises.com. Make sure you click on to schedule a call with me, a 15 free consultation, 15 minutes for free consultation. And then we can go further and try to make some type of plan so we can get where you need to be, or get where you should be when it comes to your business.